Canada Court Sides with BDS Extremists Over Israeli Wine Labeling. By Deborah Danon on July 31, 2019. Tel Aviv, in a move that has been blasted as illegal by critics. Canada's federal court on Monday ruled that Israeli wines from West Bank settlements can no longer be labeled made in Israel. In her ruling, Judge Anne L. McTavish determined that saying wines produced in the West Bank are Israeli made is false, misleading and deceptive. The ruling is an ideological victory for the anti-Semitic, anti-Israel boycott, divestment and sanctions, BDS, movement. The settlements are not part of the State of Israel, the ruling said, and added that Canadian federal legislation requires that food products, including wines, that are sold in Canada bear truthful, non-deceptive and non-misleading country of origin labels. West Bank Jewish-made wines labeled as made in Israel do not fall within the range of possible, acceptable outcomes which are defensible in respect of the facts and law, the ruling said. It is, rather, unreasonable. In 2015, the European Union also determined that goods produced in the settlements must not be labeled as made in Israel in a move that was denounced by Israeli officials as being comparable to the Nazi boycott of Jewish goods and shops in the 1930s. Canadian attorney Dimitri Iskaris, whose client David Kattenberg, a self-declared wine lover, first brought the case, called on Canada's government not to appeal the court's decision. It is our fervent hope that the government of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau will accept the court's well-reasoned decision and will not waste yet more taxpayer dollars by appealing this decision and by continuing to facilitate Israel's naked theft of occupied Palestinian land, he said. Pro-Palestinian activists lauded the ruling as historic. Canada's B'nai B'rith, which was deemed an intervener in the case, said it was disappointed by the ruling. In our view, it is reasonable and not at all misleading to label wines produced by Israeli citizens in Israeli-controlled territory as products of Israel. It added that we will be asking the Attorney General to appeal this decision. Eugene Kontorovich, a U.S.-Israel professor of international law, said the ruling contravened international and Canadian law. The sole basis of the ruling was that made in Israel labeling confuses consumers. But the court cited absolutely no evidence that any substantial number of consumers who might care one way or another about a product's origin in Judea and Samaria are unaware of that fact. The Friends of the Simon Wiesenthal Center also expressed disappointment over the ruling. The Canadian Jewish community is very disappointed in today's ruling. Claiming West Bank wines can't be labeled made in Israel effectively endorses the anti-Semitic BDS campaign, said the group's head, Avi Ben-Lolo, in a statement, referring to the anti-Israel boycott, divestment and sanctions movement.